Blog Talk Radio.
You here. I think I say it every time I have a show, but you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, the best metaphysical show, really show anywhere on the radio. I also am on podcast. I don't say it often until the end of the show, but you can get me on podcast and go to iTunes, download. If you subscribe to my channel on podcast, which is free, you can get all 900 or so, don't hold me to it, might be more, of my podcast, because this has gone on its 8th year. I love the people I have here. I love that you can take me with you to the gym. I love that I connect my guests, myself, and you all together. We are all part of this beautiful universe, and I'm just happy to be with you today. So you know what Wednesdays are. I have my guy. He's right from over the UK. He's a medium psychic. Besides being a pet communicator and psychic, he's a Reiki master healer from, oh my God, the 19th millionth degree or whatever they have of them. He's also the CEO of the magazine that I write for, and that is Psychic Insight Magazine, another first, the best metaphysical mag out there in the internet, in the universe, anywhere. And he has great people that write for the magazine. Of course, that's me. But everyone else does account, but you could also read their articles. So let me welcome to the house our fab, fave, and wonderful, right from over the pond, Jerry Humphreys. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody.
How'd you like that? And I mean, you know, I never know what's coming out of my mouth. So I just love when I start this show.
You always give such a glorious introduction.
Oh, I love it. I'm so happy. And I'm happy you are here with me today. We have somebody special also. I like to get him on the first of the week in the month so that we can know what's going on. He's a famous astrologer. He's our astrology guru. And I felt, Jerry, that before we start the show, because usually you and I talk, and I've got some topics you and I need to talk about. But today I wanted to bring in, because we've got the winter solstice coming up pretty soon. So I wanted everyone to know what's going on in the skies for after this full moon. So we have Bob Appleby here with us today. And if you allow me, I will put him on.
Yeah, go for it. Nice to hear him.
Yeah, I am so excited because, you know, I'm one of those astrology peeps that I talk a good astrology. I love astrology. But the astrology I have either comes from what Bob teaches me, what I learn in Idiot's Guide to Astrology, or what I get downloaded by spirit, which is pretty cool. So let's welcome Bob Appleby to the house. Hey, Bob.
Hey. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Jerry.
How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm doing well, thanks.
We are so excited to have, you know, Bob, before I even, start with Jerry, I just wanted to bring you in, right in the beginning to tell us.
Oh, okay.
We've got the winter solstice coming in, what, a few days or a week or something like that?
Yeah. Well, the equinox, 9/23. Yes. Yeah, the 23rd. Yes.
And what's...
Go ahead.
Nope, I don't know
really
what
have
astrology
three
like
major
you
events.
Do. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say in September, we have three major events, and they are something that just happened, which is the full moon on 9/13/9/14. And then we have Saturn stationing direct, which is on the 18th, which happens to be today. And then we have the vernal equinox on the 23rd.
Well, what's going on today then? I need to know what's going on today. I mean, the here and now.
Well, this is very important for people to understand a major shift when a planet, and especially a planet like Saturn, goes direct. It stations. And as I wrote in Jerry's Insight magazine, I have to give a plug to Jerry and his fabulous magazine. It was a great issue last week. If anybody hasn't seen it or read it, I surely encourage you to do so.
Me too. Especially my article.
When a planet stations, it means it's even more important. Stationing means it visually stops motion, which is extremely rare in most cases, because the whole term planet means something in motion, in a star in motion. But when it stations, it makes it extremely powerful. And when it stations either direct or retrograde, then it means something that we all should be aware of. In this case, today, the planet Saturn stations direct, which it has been in retrograde motion since the 29th of April earlier this year. Saturn represents restrictions. It represents a very grounded in Capricorn focus. And this means when it's going direct, and it'll be direct until May of 2020, that those restrictions that everybody's been feeling are lessening. And it has a lot to do with the feeling today has a lot to do with the moon trine Saturn today, which means that it feels like emotional stability finally. So it's in an earth sign, like I said, in Capricorn, Saturn. And so it has a secure feeling with the moon trine it. And this gives people inner strength to handle all these things that we've had to deal with since the end of April. And Bonnie, you probably know as well as anybody that I know all the different challenges that we faced.
Okay.
And all the instinctual feelings, all the lack of confidence, and all those things are now lessening. And this will be such a great confidence builder, a personal growth and going forward feeling, which is going to get better and better as we go through the end of the year.
I love that. I'll tell you what, I don't ever feel unconfident, but somebody else might. But I have been going through a lot of challenges in this family since April, so I'm glad to hear that. Lessening of any type for me or anybody out there emotionally or, you know, that has to do with their inner fabric is a great thing. So what are we leading to now?
You know, a lot of us have been dreaming of things we'd like to do since the late part of April, things that we have thought about, structuring of renovations of our lives, reaping the benefits of these now, starting today, will be a reality. And all those disciplines that you forced yourself to go through and stay true to, they're going to reap the benefits going now through the rest of the year because of the stationing direct of Saturn.
I love that, Bob. What do you think, Jerry? I mean, you've got to know that's fabulous.
It is, and I'd love to bit about increasing confidence. I could do with some of that.
I'll give you some. I've got enough confidence for everybody. So
yeah, we
what's
can
happening?
Get some from Bonnie.
You can get some from me. The other big thing we want to talk about is this solstice, or not solstice, but you call it the equinox. That's the taste we'll give them. And then we'll bring you in, you know, the beginning of October. So is that the second thing? And then you've got a third thing coming in?
Well, the first one was, and you jumped ahead of me a little bit, but the first one was the full moon that we just had.
Oh, right.
Which still is very, very important. And that was a full moon in Pisces. The moon was in Pisces at 21 degrees. And of course, a full moon means there's an opposition between the sun and the moon. So the sun was in 21 degrees Virgo. Now, it was a very interesting full moon. It's a very interesting full moon for a couple of things. And it was because of that opposition, which is always a full moon. And the very intuitive Pisces sign that the moon is in. But it's also, at the very same time, an opposition of Mars and Neptune in those same signs, Virgo and Pisces. Mars is in Virgo, and Neptune has been in Pisces. So it's kind of like a scissor cutting thing where you have two oppositions at the same time at the full moon. Now, Neptune causes you to be a little foggy and, you know, having doubts about things, but it links the psychic ability. And this is what's so interesting about this particular full moon. It gives the impression that someone is kind of in a vision, yet is wanting to do something, but is hesitating because of that Mars in Virgo saying, no, you can't do that. No, you shouldn't do that. And so what it's suggesting is to rely on those intuitive responses to guide your decision-making.
And, oh, I love
that. And, you
that.
Know, we always question ourselves when we scientists know that, you know, we get our subconscious mind registers information ahead of the conscious thought. And what we forget too often, and Jerry knows this and you know this very well, that we need to stop questioning ourselves and recognize that we need to rely on our instinctive, intuitive guidance.
And, I love
and
that,
trust
Bob.
Trust that inner knowing. That's what it seems to me. It seems to me.
I love that. And, you know, you can throw that over to Jerry because I always do that. So I'm listening and you're preaching to the choir. Now, I might ask, but, man, that is just spot on what you said for all of us.
We felt that this week, and we're going to continue to feel that. And I just want to encourage people to use that intuitive voice. You know, we have to make a decision always, and this decision is sometimes takes the path of people's reaction, saying, "Oh no, you can't do that," or "You shouldn't be doing that." Other people's opinions or rational thought, so to speak. But what we should be doing is listening to our own inner voice and that intuition that gives us that clear path that we should take.
So this full moon is about listening to our inner voice, to listen to our intuition, to not rely on what other people are saying. And then you brought Saturn into it, because I went a little ahead of you, and Saturn's going to loosen up on some of what we have been feeling. And so what is because I'm trying to link this to the last one, which is the equinox. Is that correct?
Oh, the equinox. The equinox is a very, it's a Libra equinox. It's in cardinal square, which means that those are cardinal signs that it's in the square with. It's decisive, direct action, right? But the sun is, here's the dynamics of it. Sun is conjunct Venus and Mercury, and it's squaring the Moon North Node in Cancer. And the sun squares, that's one square. Then there's another square with sun and squaring Saturn in the South Node and Pluto in Capricorn. So what's going on there is the what's going on is there's oppositions and confusion and squares of two oppositions set of planetary configuration, and it makes this a very powerful equinox because of that. The moon conjunct the north node is an emotional Cancer, brings popularity, but it's also materialistic. And then the Saturn Pluto conjunct the south node, strong transformational changes. And so to tie it in, what you're saying is that this is a transformational time, and it has a large projection for you when this is happening at the same time of a station with Saturn and this full moon that's just happened.
Well, I
now,
love
one
that.
Last thing. One last thing is that the Mercury is squaring exactly the nodes at 14 degrees. And the nodes, believe it or not, are stationary. They're very, very seldom stationary. When they are, it's only for a few hours. They're usually in retrograde motion. What this means, when something squares exactly the nodes, in this case Mercury, which is communication and mental things, and then it means a choice. It means Mercury in Libra is a balancing position, which he must choose which of the two directions to take. And here's what I wrote. Is what I'm mentally allowing my mind benefiting me or harming me? Am I thinking, saying, or writing a positive or negative value to myself and others? And this symbolism is perfect because it's the choice, and you get the symbol of the of the scales, weighing your choices, and also because of the equinox, that's the symbol for the equinox as well.
Wow. I'm so glad we can bring, we're going to pick this conversation up, but we are so happy that you came to give that to us. I know we're going to see you in October when we need to know what's going on there. So I do want to thank you. I know that it will help everybody. For people who missed it or who didn't really get the whole gist of it, please re-listen to what's going on from now through the end of September. And Bob, I want to thank you for coming and giving us that tidbit, which is a really heavy tidbit for this month. Actually, not a tidbit, but like a lead brick. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you, and we'll see you again in October.
Okay.
Bye, Bob.
Right.
Bye. Hey, Jer, you know what? I mean, that's so crazy, isn't it? What's going on? And now we can actually put it together from the full moon through the end of the month. We've got all kinds of, and I heard Crystal Bowl, she's in, you know, chat saying that she felt like there was something lifted since this morning or yesterday. What's really crazy is so have I. I felt like some heavy weight was just lifted and I couldn't figure out why. Even in situations that have been going on emotionally with people I know, it's like a heavy weight is like, ah, the clarity is coming. How are you feeling about that?
It's interesting that Bob was saying about the transformational cycle, because with my Native American energies, we are in a transformational month because it's the month of the butterfly.
Wow.
So that fitted in really nicely. And I was also, I picked up on the fact that you said about trusting intuition and not necessarily listening to other people's advice. And I was just going to say, well, in my opinion, other people's advice is based on their own life experience, and it can't therefore be really of any effect on somebody else's, because we're all individual. That's why it is important, and I agree, that listen to that little inner voice. I know some people say to me, but I don't know if I can trust it. Well, unless you try it and keep listening, how else are you going to build the trust, if that makes sense? But certainly, when it comes to advice, that's why psychics, we don't give advice, we give guidance, because then the person can decide what they want to do. So, and I was really intrigued about Mercury, so I was just then projecting ahead to the fact that the last of the Mercury retrogrades begins on the 1st of November. So, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
happy that there's some weight being lifted here, but go ahead.
A
crack in the atmosphere. I could feel it. It's a crack in the atmosphere. Hopefully the crack. And that's Saturn thing. But go ahead.
I have noticed a bit of a shift, but as I was sharing with you before the show, with the level of work that I'm having to deal with at the moment, then that weight hasn't quite gone off my shoulders yet. But that's what comes with the territory. That's what we sign up for. So it's all good. It's all good. Crystal Bowles, if she's still in chat, don't forget Thursday. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Crystal can hear you. Anyway, I do want to tell you there was a subject I wanted to bring in, but because we did astrology in the beginning, so I'm going to touch on it for 1 second and we will then go to the phone line. And I just want an opinion, and then we'll bring this up the next show. But Akashic Records. So you go into the Akashic Records, And you look at what's in that book. What's interesting is yesterday we had Roxana, who channeled the angels. They took her to the Akashic Records, which they don't always do, because it just depends on what the person needs, to look at what was in their record, which is really interesting to me. So let me ask, before we come down here, Jerry, as spirit, and we're up there, we come down here to have a human experience. I guess that's how you put it. Do we look at that book and know everything, or do they keep something from us, so we really don't understand the end game?
That's a huge question.
Well, you have 2 minutes to answer.
I'll preface it with, in my opinion, we write a soul contract before we come back into this earth life. We have no cognitive recollection of what that soul contract is. It is when we transcend back into spirit that we will learn whether or not we have completed the life lessons that we had agreed to complete, or whether some hadn't been completed for whatever reason, so therefore would we have the chance to come back to correct that. What we are able to do as mediums is to tap into that Akashic record. It does not give us carte blanche to read everything. It might only give a piece of guidance about a circumstance, event, whatever that's currently happening. But I believe that the rest of it is kept. It's none of our business.
I love that, Jerry, because she was amazing. I know she's one of your students. She was just so amazing. And you know me and Akashic Records, I got to delve right into them. I want to read every page. I want to see where I was. You told me at one time I had so many holes of them that we probably couldn't even get to it in an eon lifetime, which I love. So I must have done something like, I don't know, great in my life that I could keep writing these books, LOL. So I am going to put on somebody. We're going to go to the audience. Is there anything you want to say, actually? I know you said the butterfly was this month, and it was all about transformation. But, you know, I really do like when you tap into those cards. I'm not going to tap into my flower therapy because we did, you know, we did the astrology. But is there anything you want to tell or inform the audience before we actually go about this transformational month?
It is about getting creative. It's about mental clarity. And as Bob was saying, it's about bringing forward opportunity. It can be about completion, not just with the full moon cycle, but the butterfly helps to bring completions. It helps you to revisit ideas that you might have had, say, at the beginning or midpoint of the year, and then gone, no, I can't be doing that. So there can be old ideas revisited. This is a time for you to emerge and grow. And quite rightly, it's a time to listen to your inner voice. So I would like to ask everybody who's calling in for a little mini reading. Before you ask your question, ask yourself, what is the answer? Because you might find that you get your answer before we give it.
Oh, I love that, you know, but then what do they need us for? Clarity. I know, clarity and for confirmation. You got it. I feel like that's a great thing. I am going to start with 212. 212, we want to know what the answer to your question is. You know what? I feel like the next show, Jerry, they should start answering. Remember, we did that one time. I thought I would work for the holidays, but remember we let them ask a question of us, what they wanted to know from us. And I kind of love that. So now we're kind of taking that whole genre and we're turning it around. So when you ask the question, we want to know your answer. We'll let you know the clarity we get, and let's see how wonderfully intuitive everybody actually is. So 212, you are on with the Masters. Hi.
Yeah. Hi there. This is Bryn in New York City.
Hey, Bryn.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, Jerry. How's it going?
Hi, Bryn.
Hi there. So I wanted to ask if there's any messages out there, but in answer to what you just said about, mm-hmm. you know, the person knowing some of the answer before, I just got one word, trust. Trust is a message. So that is my take on a message from the guides.
I'm going to let you start, Jerry, because that's
right.
A great message.
I want you to, instead of asking your question as a question, I want you to ask it as a statement. In other words, it shouldn't be, I want to know if there are any messages from spirit. I want you to say, I know that there are messages coming from spirit because one of them is trust. And then I'll tell you what I get.
All right. So you want me to say, I know. Okay. Oh, I got you. Okay. I know there are many messages and messages from spirit. And one of the messages is, is another different one, groundedness, grounded.
Okay.
Groundedness, yes.
I love this because you're answering your own question now. So the two messages from spirit, which you know were already there because you made it a statement, not a question. I think everybody should do that. Make your question statements. With you, Bryn, there's a situation around you that needs a little bit more in the way of either investigation or information gathering. And at the moment, you're finding it difficult to see wood for trees because you're not properly grounded.
Yes.
What you now need to do is trust that the universe is going to bring you the you need in order to either extricate yourself from this current predicament and then create the new openings that you're looking for, or you will have in your dream time further answers to your direct statement. What I'm seeing around you at the moment is new direction coming in, a new sense of emotional freedom, and a new sense of either purpose or finding something that you can really get your teeth into. Does that make sense?
Yes, because I'm actually going to, hopefully this weekend, if I have the space to do it, but any other day, I'm going to do a live Facebook on reflexology. I've been doing foot reflexology for way over 25 years.
Wow.
And I do, you know, some psychic mediumship work now and again. But specifically on this event, I'm going to talk about, you know, what it is, how it works, where it comes from, and some of the, you know, the things it can help with for people. So in line with what you just said, Jerry, in terms of new directions, I've been planning that because I feel the situation I'm trying to get out of or kind of, you know, gracefully move away from is a job that I have that is just a job, you know, that it has nothing, a lot to do with my spiritual work for, you know, for people and the earth. And, you know, it's getting to the point being there that it's kind of wearing on me. And so I'm planning this talk as a entry point amongst other events I want to do live and maybe get interviewed by to talk about what I do and my views on things. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bryn, I mean, go ahead, Jerry, because, you know, reflexology is about the feet. You said something about grounded.
Yeah.
All I can think of is your feet have to be in the earth and grounded, and there's your reflexology coming out there.
Right.
So go ahead, Jerry.
All I just want to add is that the first live that you do is actually for you, not really for anybody else, because what it's going to do is to give you the confidence to do it and give you, in quotes, the trust that it's going to work. So it actually is, it's your character builder. So it sets the seal on the other transmissions that you will do. It'll help you also to put a bit more structure in, because I feel that the first one will be a little bit unstructured, but that's not what you like. You like things to be structured. So then you'll have a plan set out, and I wish you well with it, and let us know how you get on.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry.
Bryn, it's really interesting, and then I'm going to move on because I want to hear from you again. But I love reflexology. I feel like that's a great center for a lot of people, especially you heard the word grounded and all I can see is the feet planting like a tree. But I have, and I know that reflexology is a lot more than that. I love it when I see the feet up there and then all the parts of the feet and what, you know, if you put it between the pad, your heart, you know, you can release a lot of things different than Reiki. Reiki is a great thing and all a great healing tool, and all these are just healing tools. So I love that you're bringing a different healing tool, and I love that you're a medium psychic. What I kept hearing, though, and yeah, I love that. You might give messages on my show. But what I hear is, what are you afraid of? That's what I heard when you came in. So when I'm listening to you, when I'm listening to you, I get it. I totally get it. And I now know why Jerry said the first couple, you know, casts are for you. Because you've got to trust, which is, you know, one of your things. You got to trust that you're going to be able to connect with people. And you are so afraid that you are not going to be able to get across your messages in the proper way, but really use those feet, jump in and do it, because what your fear is holding you back. It's not actually helping you. And if you get over that and you just put these shows up very quickly with no thought, they will work itself out. So I am going to move to the next one, but Bryn, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you.
You.
Good luck.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. I love that, Jerry. And, you know, Bryn, if you're still listening and I don't have you on, but I have you, I see your number. The 3D world, which is a job, is something you have to have until you can bridge the gap, because people have to pay the bills. So don't look at it as, oh, it's dragging me down. Look at it as the bridge to you getting to what you want in a spiritual world. How do you feel about that statement, Jerry? And is there anything else you want him to know?
Yeah, I was just, I agree that after the first couple of shows, when he feels that he's in the zone, and see, that's when he will then be very spontaneous and the energy from spirit will flow, and they will guide, they excuse me, they will guide the shows and the content and what is said, etc. So I can see that being very, a very likable thing. So yeah, it's nice that there are, and there are so many different healing modalities out there, and people, you know, like to embrace them. And I think that's a lovely thing to do. So yeah, wish him well.
I do too. And we want to hear from you, Bryn. Come on back, give some messages. Let's look at Reflex. We can't, you know, radios don't always, you know, allow certain healing modalities to really come through that way, but some of your other stuff does. Give me a call. You know how to get a hold of me. BAlbers714@AOL.com or Jerry's on Facebook. And actually, I have a show on Facebook. Don't I, Jerry? What is it? Metaphysical Radio Show. Is the Metaphysical Radio Show?
Excuse me. If you go onto Facebook, you can either type in Bonnie Albers on air, or the hashtag is Metaphysical Radio. So use that and you'll go straight to her page.
Yeah, and leave me a message. Jerry is so kind, because I was hacked on Facebook, so my regular page isn't up, but he is actually helping me with this. So please leave us a message and let us see what you do. Okay, 630, you are on with the Masters. Really, we don't call ourselves Masters, but our Masters. So because I got hit on the head going, Masters? Okay, well, how about that we're the superheroes of the universe? 630, come talk to our Masters. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. It's Lisa. Hi, Jerry from the Midwest.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you? How's everybody today?
Go ahead.
I'm really pondering on why there's a block with communication around you, or who is it with?
I don't think I have blocked communication.
Well, it's interesting that I coughed before you came on and studied Bonnie. There's a communication issue somewhere. Yeah, we can hear you finally. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a communication issue somewhere.
But
I'm fairly sure. But anyway, sorry. Carry on, lovely. But don't ask your question as a question. Make it a statement, please.
Okay. I'm hoping to find a place. I'm hoping to find a larger place than what I have now, purchasing a property. And I'm hoping in the next, you know, like this year, but I'm wondering if it might be, have to wait till January or February when more things come on the market as it slows down, you know, during the latter part of the year.
Okay, that's still a question, my lovely. I need you to remove the word hope and make it a statement. I'm going to find a larger place. I am going to find the house that I want to move to. And I know that it'll be in the right timing for me. So that's the question. That's how you should be asking the question.
Yeah.
Then I'll give you my insight.
Yeah, I think I needed to rephrase that. Like, I feel like I'm going to find that in the next few months. I don't know. I didn't really think, like, maybe a couple months, but in the next, like, 2 to 4 months or so, that will be the right timing for me. I have a little bit of work I have to do on my condo before I could even, like, first get something, but then put this on the market right away afterwards.
That's far better. Right.
Yeah.
I have 4 months. It should be a 4 month cycle, because in my Native American animal cards, I got the hummingbird, which is flexibility, freedom, and something joyous happening around you that gives you a feeling of freedom. So that would be a new property. I would say that your insight of your own as to the timing would be correct.
Okay. So I should get this place. I had to have a couple things fixed, like maybe in the next month. I have to wait a little bit, but I should probably get that done then, so it would be ready, right, to go on the market at the right time. So I'm thinking I should definitely do that by October, end of October, early November.
Make it a statement. I will have it done by the end of October, early November.
I will have it done by, early November.
Excellent.
Time frame.
And what I'm also seeing is that there'll be a choice between at least 2, possibly 3 properties. And again, this is where intuitively you will know which one feels right for you, feels like home, is the one that you're going to settle into. It may not be the first one that you look at, by the way, but I'm definitely seeing a move coming in. I have the dolphin with you, which always talks to me about a move. And as I said, the timing, I'm going to agree with you. Timing, 4 months, like it.
I do, too.
Okay.
I'm
hoping
that you're...
I find someone for my place, you know? Like to, I got to have a couple things fixed. So I've been interviewing a few people. And I think I have, like, 2 people that are really, really good. So I'm hoping either one of those will work out for me.
Okay, right. We need to turn that around again, my lovely, because you have found 2 people. Which one does your intuition lead you to?
So I love that. I am going to go ahead, Jerry. Did you want her to answer that question for herself?
Which one are you drawn to?
Well, I'm hoping to get this proposal from someone that came.
I am going to get
this proposal.
Yes.
He said by Friday. And if so, which I hope, then I feel like probably definitely he'd be, I know he'd be the best.
Right. Thank you. And that's it. Question answered. Love it. Positive transformational thinking. That's what's going to bring you the results every single time. I'll go for it. Well done, you.
Yes. And also I pulled a card for you that I'm going to just tell you what the card is, because then I've got to move on. But the card is, you are healed. So remember, we told you when you first came on, we felt you had some type of communication problem and we didn't know who that was with. It says the healing you've prayed for is on its way. And I have a feeling you already know that it's about your home. It's about what you need to do. And you cleared up your communication issue, because we helped you understand that I hope was changed by I'm going to. So there is the healing. And I feel like once that takes place and you know that's the way it should be, everything's going to be smooth sailing. I also see the number 4. Okay?
Okay. Thank you much. I'm going to stay on.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I love when people stay on, because, you know, I'm a ham or a chicken or actually maybe a vegan something. Because I love when people listen. My family doesn't, but I like that you do. So 386, you are on with our masters. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Terry. Thank you for taking my call. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. So when you start, make sure you start with the, not a question, but a statement.
Okay. I am relocating my horses because the property that they are on has sold, and they haven't closed yet, but it's coming very quickly, and I don't have that exact deadline, but I have been out networking and checking out opportunities for pasture to put them in. I haven't, as of yet, found anything that I can afford or that that seems like the right spot is close to me, or and I've got a lull in between work contracts, and I'm still waiting on another job to start that I had gotten approval on. So I was my question is, I'm working towards relocating them or finding a place to relocate us both back together in the same location, and at the same time trying to work on those jobs, moving the jobs forward, and don't know what the delays are. So I'll have the money to do it with, because it's unfortunately everybody requires money to move forward. So I was wondering, you know, if that, you still see that job coming in, if it's anytime soon, what, you know, your perspective is on what you see as far as me finding that location for them and what's coming in. I haven't been sleeping well at night worrying about it and trying not to worry, but my mind going, trying to figure out how I'm going to, you know.
Okay, so Cindy, I'm going to ask this for you, or I'm going to use this statement for you. I am going to find a place for my horses and myself, and I am going to start the job that I have the contract on, and if there is anything in between, I am going to find work to fill that slot. Jerry, how do you feel about that?
I feel, Cindy, that your dog is giving off lots of calming signals because it takes on a hell of a lot of stress from you.
Yeah.
Yes. Twice since you've been speaking, your dog's been giving off calming signals.
Wow, I love that.
I know, mm-hmm. Translated into, all this stress and head stuff. Listen, Bonnie's right, because the power of transformational September means that you will have the completions, at least one of them, that you're looking for. I feel, though, that for your horses, you may have to stretch your geographical boundary a bit, but this might only be a temporary move. Initially, until something closer is made available. I feel that the sale of the other livery is not going to be going through in a rush. I still feel you've got plenty of time to find somewhere. And to me, it all feels as if both work contracts, intermediate work coming in, and the relocation of your horses should be done by the end of this month.
I love that, Jerry. I am going to move to the next caller, but I know that Cindy has heard that. I pulled a card for her. It's take time for yourself. It's the tulip. But, you know, when cards come to me, it's a word that jumps out, and the word that jumped out was time. So, Cindy, just like what Jerry has told you, time is coming, and that's all that it is. There's nothing else. And it says, enjoy relaxation activities that nurture your soul. That word that comes to me from this card is soul. So I know that this time period, you're going to find exactly what you need to nurture your soul as well as your horse's soul. So I am going to move. Is there anything else, Jerry, that you want to say?
No, it's just that obviously Cindy hasn't heard back from that other company yet. That's where the block of communication is coming from.
Yeah.
So I knew I was picking it up from somewhere.
Okay. So any suggestions for her? Or do you see it? Go ahead.
reinforce the spiritual statements that you've given, that Spirit have given her, because I really feel that that is going to bring the conclusions that she needs. As I said, at least one I feel is on its way in, and I'm still being told end of September. So, well, we wish her well with that.
We wish you well, and we will talk to you soon, Cindy. 480, you are on with the Masters. Hi, our Masters, I should say. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Who is speaking?
How are you?
We are fabulous. How about you? What are you doing? Where are you? Who are we speaking to? And what statement are you going to tell us? I love this, Jer. Go ahead.
I
can't hear her, so I am going to tell you that that's something. Did you hear her, Jer?
Very broken. I don't know whether the lady was on the cell phone, but it was very broken, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to 5856. You are on with the Masters. Hi, our Masters. Why do they keep saying that? Hi.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura, I haven't heard or talked to you for a long time, so I am so happy that I got to pick you up. Remember, it's a statement, mm-hmm. girlfriend. But how are you?
I was in an accident, and my ankle is in a cast right now.
Okay, so we don't even have to ask up. You might need the reflexology then. What statement, what would you like to know from us using a statement?
I just would like to know, I guess going forward, what's going to happen with me and my finances, and you know, being able to get continuous work, because my contract that I'm on is about to end in January.
Interesting. I need to turn that into a statement. I know my finances are okay at the moment. I know my contract ends in January. I wish to make things bigger and better when my contract is due for renewal. So we have three statements. I feel that's how I would want to word them. I'm also intrigued to know, is it your left ankle that's in a plaster cast?
No, it's the right one.
The right one. Oh, it's even, okay, interesting. Why have you been fearful about what's ahead of you?
Well, I'm staying in a hotel right now, and it's really eating up my finances. So I have a doctor's appointment Tuesday, and I'm praying that he puts me in a load-bearing cast at that point, but I don't know if he will or not. And it's kind of a hindrance right now getting around.
Right.
And
so in that case, we need to be, again, making the statement that when you go to see the doctor next week, they will put you into a load-bearing cast. Right. So that's the deal done with the universe. I like that. Listen, as far as your material balance is concerned, the next couple of months we'll see a little bit of restoration coming in, as in if there's been more going out than coming in, you should find that balance being restored no later than the end of October, early November. November for you is a month of success. It might not be huge, but it's the start, and it is a success month. You can already with confidence look to have another contract when the other one is due for either to run out or to be renewed. I keep hearing the word renewal. I don't actually feel it's going to end. Because I see you being able to take a step back in February going, well, this is nice. I've got steady money coming in. In fact, I've got more coming in now than going out. Everything else in my life seems to be nice and stable. What do I want to do next? So, to me, your outlook is one of definite balance and gain. This is a transformational cycle, as we said. But you will now start to connect with the things that bring the balance in, not seemingly take it away. So let's start with that lovely visualization, load-bearing cast being given, being fitted for you next week. Then you're off. I wouldn't say you're off and running, but you're off and hobbling. Yeah, so I won't say off and running.
Laura, you have a birthday coming up, do you or don't you?
Yeah, October 1st.
Yeah, you're a Libra, so it's all about balance. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, and you're off balance right now because of your foot or your leg.
Yeah, amazing.
But it's really crazy because everything Jerry says, I can't even add to. First of all, you are going to be in a load-bearing cast or boot or whatever they're going to put you in. Second of all, I never saw you without the job. So I love that he said renewal because I feel like that's exactly what it's going to be. And I don't ever, you worry, what's funny is because you're a Libra, everything has to be balanced. But my goodness gracious, it's September and the contract doesn't end until January. I'd be like, as a Cancer, don't worry about it. I'll worry about a week before. But actually, your contract's going to come through a lot sooner. So good for you, Laura. And just don't worry.
And then
I'll
finally be able to move in February. I would love to finally make a move next year. That's my end goal.
I've always seen that too. So, girl, that right place will be there. The right income will be there. And by then, you'll be out of your booty. And I don't mean the other booty. Okay? So, good luck. You're welcome. We love you, Laura. You know I always love your energy. So call us and let us know how you're doing. And celebrate the holidays with us because we would love you to be here. We've got some great things, Jerry, we'll have to talk about, but I want to put you on hold, Laura, but we love you and good things only, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Jerry, we keep talking about it. You know, everybody says, oh my gosh, this holiday season, we only have, it's the end of, you got to be kidding. But, you know, we've got all kinds of things happening November and December. We've got our prediction shows start the first week in December, man, and that's coming up. We love that. And all I can see is holiday cheer. So I think it starts, they're showing me it starts from the middle of October all the way through January. I mean, what's going on?
I think I'd rather just concentrate on the fact that it's a Wednesday and I need to get through the rest of the day first.
Oh no, you're going to put your holiday cheer on. Okay. And it's really crazy because I see this and I don't quite know or understand, but I have a feeling the holidays for everyone is going to come very early. Not that they don't come exactly the same time every year, but it's going to feel early. It's going to feel cheery. It's going to feel moving forward. And there's my prediction up until January 1st. So I'm going to wait to hear from you, Jerry, and all of our audience saying, oh my gosh, it's 2020. So good things happening. 773, you are on with our masters and our good cheer. Hi.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm really enjoying listening to you.
Wait a minute before you talk. I have to tell you, I'm very excited to listen to us too. But that's because I love my show and I love all of you. So,
I can feel it. My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, is that what they call you, Elizabeth?
Some people call me Elizabeth. Some people call me Liz. Someone calls me Mommy.
Okay, well, you know what I want to call you, and I don't know why, and it's probably because I had one in my family, but I keep hearing the word Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-Y.
Some people do call me Lizzie. Those are my best friends, but they live in another country now, a country I would love to return to, but sadly, I am in the States, but anyway, but my best friends that live in Europe.
Well, I'm hearing Lizzie for a reason. So either something's going to come up where you actually will see them or hear from them, or maybe, but I keep hearing Lizzie. So you take that for what you want, but man, they're coming, that name is coming through so strong that you're either going to hear from them, you're going to see them like out of the blue, or something's coming up. So Lizzie, I love you. So go ahead, give us a statement to your question.
Oh, okay. Statement. I have
Jerry, Lizzie, can you give me 1 second? Because I'm going to call you Lizzie. Jerry, I have to step away for 1 second. Can you take Lizzie, please?
Of course. And can I just say, Lizzie, before you give your question in the form of a statement, who do you know that's called Betty?
Betty?
Yeah, Betty.
I don't know anyone named Betty.
Okay, I need you to keep a, I don't know why, and this may become clearer later. There's a lady called Betty who's going to be stepping in. She could be African-American, but there's a connection coming in. I have to give that to you because otherwise it's going to drive me nuts. Right. Having said that, can you please give me your statement?
Yes. let me think of my statement. I have received my clear vision for my path, and I have a plan set in motion to begin the journey and receive the prosperity I need for the abundant life of freedom that I came here to experience.
So what you're ringing us for? So what you're ringing us for then? You've got it all down. You've got it done. It's simple.
I love it, but the truth is, I felt so muddled in my vision for myself, and it's almost this feeling of sort of giving up. Like I said to you earlier, I wanted to move back to Holland, but then I felt defeated because someone was like, we're never moving, and I felt bad. And so, and then I'm working 9 to 5 and I'm growing a spiritual practice, and it's taking so long. I'm starting to feel defeated and sort of giving up.
Right.
And the prosperity is,
Take a breath.
I love you, Lizzie. You sound like
take
me. Go ahead.
A breath. This is the problem. Your head runs away with you. Now, spirit, the universe, the angels, whoever you feel you connect with, have given you the building blocks to make something unique, which will at some point be transferable no matter where you're living. At the moment, it is because you are meant to be launching this from where you are. It will give you more confidence and success than even your brain has computed at the moment. It's not going to obviously take off like a rocket overnight, but it is certainly going to be something that is going to give you a lot of inner satisfaction, and will give a lot of people exactly what they need. As far as moving is concerned, you're not staying where you are, because I can see a move. I'm not being shown when, because at the moment it's not the when, it's not if you move, it is when you move. So that's another event that's coming into your reality. So the new venture, transformational September, we've been through the full moon cycle. The clarity will start to really come in with you over the next 2 to 3 days. If you listen to our astrologer, I'm going to call him Dr. Bob from now on. Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob. Sorry, Bonnie. I'm hearing a lot of noise on the line, lovey. Dr. Bob has said that clarity will come through. It's just the residue of the full moon cycle. Hang on in there, because the head stuff that you're going through at the moment, that's part of being human, but the wonderful work you're about to do, gosh, it's got such potential. Love it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's amazing. That's why I kept hearing Lizzie, 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 Lizzie.
Have you gone into a tunnel?
No, I don't know that sound is at all.
No, it is me. It's from my studio. So I had to walk downstairs. because I've got work being done. So I have to, if I'm going to do this show, it's going to be mobile at this point. So I am so excited. I mean, I don't want to take you off, and I do have to move around. But, oh, my goodness gracious. That's why I keep hearing Jerry. Do you think she's moving, or do you feel like she's moving a distance overseas?
Her aim is to move back to Holland. I'm saying that I see that as a reality. I don't see it as I don't see it as a maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know what
too.
Makes me scared about that though is that I don't want to take my young daughter away from her father here, and that's the one thing that scares me is that he may not come with.
Okay. Listen, Willoughby, you can control your own destiny.
Yeah.
As a parent, you can control temporarily the destiny of your daughter until such time as she's old enough to say, "Mom, I'm standing on my own two feet." What you can't do is to control the destiny of others, because this wonderful thing called free will comes in. All I'm saying is, and this is where you don't have to take on board or look to anything that any psychic tells you. It's about choice. I'm saying I can see a move. I can see the move back to Holland. I can see this happening within 2 years. I can see that all the success coming with the business.
Wow.
But you don't have to you don't have to hold on to any of that.
Well, I like it. I like it.
Oh,
and I can
goodness.
Also make it be the highest version. Right.
Whatever happens to you is for your highest good and the welfare and benefit of everybody that connects with you.
Right on.
That's what the life is about. Everything that we do these days should be about how we can benefit not just ourselves, but everyone we come in contact with. Unfortunately, most of the world is more on the what can I take from you and what can I give to myself. But then people like you come along and go, well, actually, no, I'm going to reverse that trend. And that's why that's why you'll benefit. So just go with it.
Okay.
I love it. I have to tell you, I want to say hello. My chat just dropped, but I do see some people I'd like to say hello to. So I got to tell you, Lizzie, that's why I heard these people, they're beckoning you. Okay, and about children and your whoever your it is all I heard so clearly it's going to work out. So whether they come, they don't come, this all works out. It's going to work out because they're beckoning you, and this is spiritual. So let us know what
so
happens.
Beautiful.
I know, and
I
want to come and visit you. So
I want
sure
you to come and visit me.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, the show's worldwide, or actually universal wide. I feel like the Martians can hear the show too. But so please keep it on your radar, because you're going to be an interesting character to keep a hold of. And I can see that. I can feel what's going to happen with you. And I know great things are coming your way. So good luck.
I'm so grateful.
And let us
for
know.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, we're grateful you called. We feel the same way.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, Jerry, I am going to put on. I'm losing my track. Okay, I am going to put on 307 because I've got some things I'm going to have to check out before, so I'm gonna put Kelly on, and then I will put someone on so she's able to come in, and if I'm not here, she'll be able to do what she needs to do. But before I pick her up, 305, you are on with the Masters, or our Masters.
Oh my God! So, hey Bonnie, hey Jerry, it's Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Oh, my God. I know that you two can chat, and I'm going to step away for just a second. But, Eileen, oh, my gosh, Miami, or not, Carl.
Coconut Grove. Yeah.
Coconut Grove. But you're down there. I feel it. So, hey, and how's your artwork doing?
Oh, it's expanding. a little bit more every time I have a new rug out, and I just finished the home design and remodel show and introduced my work to many, many new people who never saw it before. And then, you know, you get a hit or miss, and you get people from the islands who came up just to see me. So I'm very grateful for all of this.
I love that. I listen, I am going to let you talk to Jerry. And
okay.
I remember, because I know that you heard, when you ask a question, it has to be a statement. And you go for it, girl, and I'll be back as soon as I can. Jerry?
Ask a question. Okay, so, Jerry, I am in the center of my peace. I am attracting the greatest gifts that God can give me so that I can rejoice and put it back out there in two-dimensional, three-dimensional paintings of watercolor and canvases. And I'm attracting the wealth of not only the finances, but the hearts that resonate to my vibration. So my question is, the one who's coming in to fulfill my love nature, do you see that coming along? Because there's parts of me, you know, I do business, 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 and then there's the other side of me that just wants to laugh and be joyful with a partner, a relationship factor. And the other part is, too, there's still this business that I have with my fabrics that I want to experience that in this body, in this life. And to do that, I need assistance, the right direction with the right fabrics to take it off to the quality of merchandise that is natural fibers. That's always been my dream. I don't want to sell out. I've never sold out, and I'm not going to stoop to anything lower than the quality of that God created within us.
Can I just ask what your date of birth is?
June 28, 1951.
Right. I feel that as far as your personal life is concerned, I don't wish to sound like I'm stating either a generalization or something obvious, but it's about divine timing. And to me, it looks as if you've had to get to a certain point on your own path and with your work before the connection with somebody who's on the same or similar spiritual wavelength to you will step in to bring the balance that you're looking for. I know this sounds a little bit wide, but this could be any time between now and next June, as in your birth month. In fact, your birth month, I know I'm skipping ahead a bit here, next year is huge. It's huge for success. It's huge for partnerships, whether that's business or personal. It's just huge. It's your power year, let alone a power month next year. Now, the power year is about connecting and attracting the right person or industry that can help with the fabric.
Mm.
I feel that the... you haven't quite yet cast your net wide enough.
Okay.
And I do mean you're going to have to cast it wide. Because I feel that you might even be looking outside of the U.S.
Well, yes, I agree with you on that level. I keep feeling England, and yet I keep feeling Japan.
I keep feeling it's something east. All I can say is that with the way that you're dialed in, that connection is going to be coming through. You will get to know it long before anybody else does, as in myself or any other psychic come to that. There's definitely a Far East link. I actually want to say China.
Oh.
I want to say China as well as Japan. There's the two countries. I get China and Japan. I'm also seeing something either Malaysia or Thailand.
Okay.
But it's certainly, I feel it's outside.
I am back.
Hi, Bonnie.
So, personal life is going to really start to pick up somewhere between now and June. I feel at the moment the stepping stones that are in front of you are more work related because there needs to be a bit of completion here before the end of the year. And then the emotional side really starts to take off for you, and you will have the person that you are seeking, because they need to be, as I said, on that same wavelength as you.
Yeah, and he'll understand my business. And he'll understand my business, and he'll respect what I do, and even be able to assist me, whatever I need. You know, not as a business partner, but just a support character, somebody that I can bounce ideas off of.
Eileen, I am going to tell you, since I'm back, I've got to pick someone else up.
Go ahead.
But hey, you know, Jerry, she also is quite the astrologist. And talk about a doctor of astrology.
When I focus on
it. She
is
amazing.
But lately I haven't been looking. I'm looking at a chart now of today, but normally, you know, when I sit there and work at it, I work at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I wish you would have heard Bob, because Bob did, if you listen back to the beginning of the show, he talked about the three big heavy hitters that are happening from the full moon, the equinox, and some squares to the node. So you might want to listen to the first part of the show.
Okay.
All right. Hey, good luck. Yeah. You know.
Thank you, darling. I'll keep
You're
listening.
Very
Thanks,
welcome.
Bonnie.
Oh, my gosh. I just love Me too. I just love Eileen, and I am so sorry. But you know, while I'm getting my house done, it's hopefully, because that's why I'm not taking the shows off, we can work with this. So 504, you are on with the Masters. Hi.
It's Mary Lou. How are you?
Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Mary Lou. I love when you come on, because that song keeps playing in my head. So,
I love it because you're so positive.
I always am when you're on the phone. You have a great energy. You are, whether you feel, I feel you're really great, but I also feel that you know that what spirit's about. So for me, when I tap into your energy and I hear your voice, because I've heard it before, I can tell you it thrills me, because I can feel how intelligent, how grounded, how smart, which is intelligent, and how spiritual you actually are. So I'm going to let you say a statement, and then my established, distinguished, and wonderfully intelligent guest will talk to you.
Who else is coming on? you got another
you.
Guest coming on? Listen, you
yes,
can take it first.
Me.
Bonnie, you take it first. I'm going to just step away from the microphone for 2 seconds.
Okay. Go ahead. Mary Lou, say your statement.
Like the previous caller, I'm working on art projects, and I'm having my struggles with them. I don't want to have struggles. I want them to just be easy.
Okay, so you're saying I am doing my art project, I am going to release my struggles.
Absolutely.
And make it easy for me. Okay, so
Absolutely.
What comes real, I love that. And what comes straight to mind, and I'm going to actually, because I know who you are, that you've been at the show, what would your answer be should that question come? Because I'll tell you what mine is, because then you'd say, oh, well, I've already answered my own question, because that's what I feel is going to happen. But I see the number two. So if I see the number two, either you have two projects in the works or two people that are looking at what you're doing. I also feel that the number two gives me, I don't want to say 2 weeks, so I'm going to say 2 months, and I want to take you out to February. So for some reason, I feel like whatever's going to start now, in the next 2 months, you're going to have some big breakthrough. And then by February, which is the second month, everything should be wrapped up. And I don't know what I mean by that, but hopefully you do.
Well, I just put out two grant proposals. And one of them did not get funded. And the first grant proposal needed matching funds from the second proposal. And since I didn't get the second proposal, I'm probably kicked out of the first proposal, which keeps happening with this particular one over and over and over again. Oh, look, she's out. she selected from everybody else to be in, and now she doesn't meet the criteria and she's out. And I keep pulling it out of the trash can and putting it back on course, and then it keeps falling back into the trash can, and I don't want it in the trash can. I want it to happen.
Okay. So when I'm seeing two, you had two proposals. You feel mm-hmm. that both are going to be rejected. So I'm going to tell you in 2 months, because that's what I saw, to February, which is the second month, there is something you're going to look at, because I feel like you're pulling them out of you're pulling them up for resurrection, but you're not actually seeing what needs to be resurrected. You're missing a part, and I'm going to tell you, Spirit will tell you, you're missing a part in there, it's not big either, that needs to be either reworked or reconfigurated. And it isn't the whole, you're going to say, oh, it's the whole thing. No, it isn't. It's either, I keep seeing a couple sentences that they go, ah, no, and they reject it, and then the other one does. But I feel like if you pick it up, and they're showing me the helix sign, you know how this helix goes, well, unless you're working on something with DNA and helix, it goes all the way around. It's like a staircase. You're all the way up through that staircase. It's 1 or 2 feet, and the number two is hitting me again. It's like two things that need to be tweaked but not changed, but it's in the wording. It's really weird because it's in the wording that they reject it. Does that, do you understand?
I thought the words were good, but
it's in the wording. It's something in the wording. Yeah, it's something in the wording, because I don't have your manuscripts or your words or books or artwork. I can't tell you, but it's. I feel like if you ask, and you ask your spirits, and I'm sure you have, that in dream state, and really what Bob told you is right now, now that Saturn is stationary versus since April, it has been a killer for all of us, that things are going to start moving forward. And I do believe between now and 2 months, you are going to be able to get this on the road, if not sooner. And by February, I feel that either one of the two people picked it up or both have funded it. Does that make sense? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Well, I feel that the first one will probably fund it, but I don't have a matching partner. So if I don't find matching funds, then I won't be able to receive their funding.
You're going to find a matching fund, because I keep hearing the word two. I see the lovers. I see two pentacles. I see the two of swords. I see the two of everything. So for me, the number two is always about pairs and a partner.
Mary.
So I do feel that you are going to find that right partner or pairing, but I feel it's going to take about 2 months for you to, or 2 weeks. I don't feel in 2 weeks you might find what you need to do in 2 weeks and tweak it within 2 months and reissue it. Because I keep feeling, and they're showing me what's the justice card, where they're rising with the trumpet, the angel is got the trumpet and they're raising the dead. So that's the card I'm seeing in my brain about what you're doing. And you do believe in it, it should be out there. And it's a matter of now you're all the way up that DNA helix. You've got two more steps and you're done. So Jerry, are you on?
Yes, I'm still waiting for this other intelligent person to come in.
Well, a clue, it's you. So go ahead. We only have a few minutes left. So
I can't add anything because I was hearing exactly the same words. Something needs to be reread. It's a few words need to be changed. There's only one part that they are going, oh, no, don't like that, and then rejecting the rest out of hand. So I agree. There's just a fine tuning needed to be done, and that's it. It's done.
Yeah. And I feel this time, Mary Lou, this time you're going to find it. Okay. That's the wording I want to hear. This time, when I resurrect it, I'm going to find it. And that's what they're telling me.
Yeah, this is for the homeless project. I really don't want to drop it.
No,
too hard.
It's got to be done. You're going to get it passed. It's like the reversal of two sentences or the reversal of something you've put in there. Either one has to go above the other or it has to be changed. But I feel it's so minimal, and this time it's going to be resurrected. That's what I feel.
Well, here's what I have to unwrite: the partner that isn't the partner anymore. And I don't know if they will accept that. I mean, matching funds mean match funds. If we give you X amount of money, you have to come up with X amount of money. And that didn't happen.
Right, but you will. You'll find that partner. You'll find the other partner because that's what you're going to have to do. And that's your legwork. Okay?
Yep.
Let us know. I have this feeling. I keep seeing that card, the judgment card. Pull it out of the tarot deck. It's the angel of the merciful angel with the big trumpet calling up the dead. Okay. And everybody rising their hands to the angel. It's resurrected. It's done. You've got to find it. You've got to do it. This time it'll be done. And by February, you're going to have everything completed. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, Mary. Okay, Jerry, I just wanted to tell you, we've got about a couple minutes left. I want you to tell everybody you do this for a living, and you're really good at it. So, and you're really great at it. You're fabulous at it, and you are awesome at it. So can you tell everyone how to find you and how they can actually get private readings for their pets, for themselves, teaching you Reiki, healing, you do all of it. Your website is awesome, so they can actually go to your website and find it, but can you give them all the information about your social media and your website?
Yes, for sure. So you can find me on all the usual social media outlets, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Occasionally, I haven't used it so much. Twitter, I haven't used quite so much. My website is senseofknowing.co.uk. The best way to get in touch, use the form on the contact page, and send that off to me if there's anything you want to know about any of the ways that I work, or if you want to book a reading, want to know about my development classes, want to know about, perhaps you want to write an article for my magazine. Send me a message through and we'll connect. And Bonnie, thank you very much for having me on the show yet again. It's been an absolute blast as usual.
I love you, and you know I love your energy. You are here with me. We are fam. We're soul family, and I love having you on this show. You really create Wednesdays with me, and that's what everyone counts on. So I want to say for everybody holding on, we are back here. Not next week. Jack, I got to ask you something. Next week, the reason I had so many shows last week is next week, can we run? We're going to play some of our really cool shows so everyone can hear it, and I'll get with you. And the following week, we will be back. So I will see you the first week in October. I feel like this is the coming up week. I have a show. I have a pop-up coming on either tomorrow or the next day. Keep a lookout for that. But the last the week between the 22nd and October 1st, I will be gone, but we will be playing our favorite shows. So have a great week, and I will see you here Friday on the pop-up, Thursday or Friday, and good. My fabulous girl Kelly will be doing it, and anyone else who wants to do a pop-up show with me that is on my team. So thank you, Jerry. We love you. We can't wait to see you, and if you want to hear Jerry, tune in Wednesday. You will hear this show. So thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.